Swag Doodle.
My brethren, first and foremost, let me get the housekeeping out the way, okay? Cousins and kin folks, we apologize. All right, we are sorry. We've been gone. It's been a lot happening. Big Perk is winding down to the playoffs in the NBA, traveling like crazy. I've been traveling like crazy with my kids, but that is no excuse. We left y'all hanging. We apologize, but we back like we never left. And you better buckle up, because it's a lot of stuff to talk about today, bro.
It is. And we're going to talk about your ball fight you was in on Twitter. I wanted to get in there and throw a chair. But look, I want to apologize too. Look, not only to the people, but to you. Dog, I miss you, bro. And look, I know when you busy. Because look, when I called you and you was in a ball fight, I said to myself, he busy and trying to fight all these people. I said,
You was in the gym. You was in the gym with Lil Perk. I was in the gym with Marcus Jr.
Oh, yeah.
The same day I'm having the ball fight. So
ball we fight. Get to all of that,
man. Listen, man. It's been some happenings in your league, bro.
Yeah.
Especially today. Okay. Yeah. Now the news broke with Woj that Frey Vogel would be out, I think, yesterday or the day before yesterday. And then it was finally made official today. And I know how you felt about that previously. We've had a conversation about that. But, dude, what is wrong with the Lakers? Was this the right decision? Just you go, bro. Go. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to call it the double Ds, okay? Dysfunctional and disrespectful. Mm. All right? When you go with the dysfunctional part, you look at it overall, right? You look at – They're the only team that you could see that's like a title contender, that's building, that's trying to go for it all, but not actually building for the future. So about it. Like, you can't see a future in the Lakers. As bad as we want to see it, LeBron James is aging. Yes, he's still out here giving 30 pieces, but what's going to happen 5 years from now, right?
Yeah.
You can look at the Golden State Warriors and you see Kuminga. You see Jordan Poole. You see
Wiseman will hopefully come back healthy.
Like, you see all these pieces, and they still right there competing for a title. So when I look at that part of them, it's a mess, right? Nobody's on the same page. Because if they were, then Frank Vogel wouldn't have lost his job.
Let me ask you this. I know whose fault is it?
It's everybody's fault.
Okay.
It's everybody's fault. And you know what's crazy? The person who I would give the less percentage to, he lost his job. Frank Vogel. Because one, look, Swaggoo, he had nothing to do with the personnel change in this offseason.
Yep.
It was like, here you go, do something with it. All right, so now you bring in a stubborn Russell Westbrook, who I love to death, but we already know how bullheaded he could be. You have LeBron James and Anthony Davis you got to work through. You bringing in Carmelo. You bringing in Dwight Howard. You bringing in all these guys, Trevor Ariza, and not young guys. We're talking about veterans that have won it, been there before, things of that nature. And you ask this man to work a miracle.
Yeah. I thought the management part of the roster, right? And the reason why I asked you whose fault was it, and obviously you know LeBron got some fault in that because he has influence, right? Even if he's not making the final call, there is a high influence on not only getting LeBron a championship, but when you got LeBron, you feel like all we got to do is fill in the pieces. The problem that the Lakers had, I'm going to first talk about basketball. The problem the Lakers had is when Caruso left. Players like that is the problem with this team. All right. And then I'm gonna go to Vogel, bro. Vogel just a scapegoat, right? We all knew Frank Vogel was gonna get fired. We all knew it. As much as you and I hate it, and I don't like it. I'm in the same club with you about not liking that. And I heard you talking about it. He's not even 2 years removed from a championship. Right? But here's what happens, Perk. Here's what happens. You ain't gonna blame LeBron. You owe Russell Westbrook half of $100 million damn near. You're trying to appease the Anthony Davis, knowing damn well, based on history recently, he ain't gonna be available for every game, but you can't piss him off too much because by chance he may be available for an entire season, and we know his skill set. And then you brought in Carmelo Anthony, and to your point, Trevor Ariza. You went and got Malik Monk later in the season. This team is in no way, no shape, no form ready for next year. I have to catch myself and say, LeBron old. LeBron is phenomenal. And yep. he's going to play at a high level when he's on the floor. LeBron is old. This is not the same LeBron that's going to drag six people across the finish line into the NBA Finals, especially when you look at the landscape of the league and understand what these other teams have done. Oh, you and too. I'm not even just talking about the East. I mean, the West. Come on. The best players in the NBA is in the East right now. Come on. They're over there. So I have a major problem. But I want to hear you on what about this front office, bro? Because we all know dysfunctionality starts from the top. What about this front office? What is the problem within that building, Perk?
I tell you, it starts from the top. Friends hiring friends. And so
it is.
Not the right person for the job. It's friends hiring friends. So all of a sudden, you know, we know how Jeannie Buss is close with the Rambis family. And all of a sudden you put both of them at the top to make decisions and overlook things. Come on, man. Like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? First of all, if I'm a coach, I feel uncomfortable. Not only are you picking my staff, but you're also in meetings. You also around here telling me what I can and cannot do.
I heard you say that's why they didn't hire Ty Lue. I heard you say that.
He couldn't pick his own staff, and they tried to lowball. Like, how can, as a coach, right? And not saying that any of the assistants, because I love Fizdale, I love Phil Handy, I love John Lucas III, all of my guys and great guys. I'm not talking about them in particular. I'm talking about the head coach. How can you tell a head coach who his assistant's going to be when a head coach want to bring somebody in that they trust? Because let me tell you what ended up happening. In every sport around the world, no matter what you say, majority of those assistant coaches want what? A head coach's job.
Yep.
Some point of time. If I don't bring somebody in that I respect, I mean that I trust, and they have the respect for me not to go behind my back and snake me in any way, then guess what? You just put me in a position to fail. Because now I don't know if this guy on the bench is somebody reporting to you. I don't know if he's reporting anything that I'm saying or I'm doing. I don't know what this guy's agenda is. So how can you tell me who I'm going to pick for my staff? That's
you
one.
Because
I want to get your intake.
Okay.
They starting to be so damn disrespectful, bro. And let me tell you why. It started with Jerry West, okay? We all know who the hell Jerry West is, right?
The logo.
Even my sons know who Jerry West is.
Yep.
Bro, they revoked his tickets through text messages.
Jerry West?
Yeah.
The Lakers revoked Jerry West tickets
through a text message. It was a cold phone text message to his wife. Okay. So that's the first thing. Now we get to Frank Vogel. Okay. Dog, Frank Vogel just won a championship with them. Okay, if you are gonna fire him or you fire him, bro, it's how you do something. That's just like me
coming, respect.
Swaggoo, that's like me coming on here with you, big dog. Big bro, and I come on and say, man, Swaggoo, man, it's been real, but I got to go somewhere else and do this, man. Or I'll just don't holler at you. You got to find out to Andrea, Parker, or Dan that I left. I couldn't give you a phone call, have a sit down with you face to face. How would you feel? By the way,
I would feel terrible. And everything leading up to that would be fake.
Give it to me. And look, we haven't even won an award yet. We're talking about somebody that actually been through the trenches.
Been through the trenches.
Bro, they done been through the trenches and won. Like, you know what?
Go ahead, man. I'm with you on that, bro. And I always say it, man, because you know, I hate to bring it into the conversation, but this is what I try to tell people about the Dallas Cowboys. Mm. Bro, until you ain't winning championships if that front office ain't right. I don't give a damn how good your players are. You are not going to get it done if your front office is not right, bro. You know how many teams that had good players and great teams that ended up at home watching the finals, that ended up at home watching the Super Bowl because the front office is the players on the court or on the field in football's case is a reflection of what is happening in that front office.
Come on.
That is what it becomes. And to your point, man, with Frank Vogel, and I know, like, you and Stephen A. went back and forth about this earlier this year because I understood what you were saying. I understood what Stephen A. was saying. And we all knew Frank Vogel was going to be the scapegoat. We all knew that, right? But to your point, bro, there's a type of tact that you got to have, a type of respect that you got to have for a dude that put another Larry O'Brien trophy in your trophy case. Right. The Lakers and this too, Perk, is what people forget. Do y'all remember what the Lakers were before that championship? See, this is why I love sitting down with you and having these conversations. Because folks be forgetting. You know what? It's like when I'm able to sit in my house and see my family and keep a consistent roof over my kids' head, keep food in their belly, and have the things that I need in order to make them live a good life. Perk, I can't forget that my ass was broke though, because that's what keep me going. I can't forget that I went without before. I can't forget that we had to move sometimes because we couldn't get it done rent-wise. So I think the Lakers are in that phase now where they got fat. They lap of luxury. We got AD. We made the trade out of New Orleans. Yeah. We got LeBron James. We won a championship. And all of this dysfunctionality that we talked about, and remember this too. Remember when everybody killed Magic Johnson for saying, I don't want to be a part of this. Here you are. Here you are.
Here you are.
This is where you are. Walk the timeline. This is where you are now because of decisions that were made previous to not only this season, but the ones before that. So I have a big problem. One, with Frank Vogel being asked a question about his job in a press conference without having a conversation with the Lakers front office. And the second part is, when it comes to fruition, I saw that they posted a tweet of the man holding the damn trophy. Come on, man. It's the way you do stuff, bro. And I know it's billionaires and franchise owners, and they don't feel like they got an answer to no damn body. Man, treat people the right way when they done a great job for you.
Yes, though. And we're talking about a picture. The man couldn't get a video. Take long to edit a video.
Bro.
You could have waited and put up a video like, see, and that right there is phony to me, bro. That's phony. And I'm so over that whole situation, dog, because
you didn't want to talk about him. You didn't want to talk about him 3 months ago.
I didn't. I told him. And I really don't want to talk about him now, but we have to.
We have to, because
we got to address these issues.
CSX, a growing Fortune 500 logistics company, has immediate openings for freight train conductors. If you are looking for a rewarding career offering paid training at nearly $25 per hour, competitive benefits, and you share a passion for great service, apply today at csx.com/careers. That's csx.com/careers. CSX, committed to supporting military and veteran families and their communities. CSX is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's my question to you, Swag. Slim, medium, Swag.
Hey, you see
it? Hey,
you
slim, see medium, Swag.
I'm putting them damn jackets up now. Them jackets are buttoning.
Slim, medium, Swag. Yeah, slim, medium, Swag. Hey, you see my ass? Slim, medium, Swag. Yeah, I'm kidding. Hey, I'm telling you.
And I'm tatted up. Bro, you know when we get swole, them tats start looking different. I'm already starting to see it.
Yeah, you start missing hair off your arms a little bit.
Let me take a break. Let me take a break, cousin and kid folks, and tell my bro, I miss you, bro. Like, I'm so glad we back at it.
I'm telling you, dog.
We back at it.
Because look, this is what people don't realize, right? And I want people to understand this for a moment. it's not that we don't like working with everybody else that we work with in ESPN. It's just a difference when you sit down here and you see you in the mirror, right? And then now we conversate and we don't have somebody in our ear telling us 10, 9, yeah. 8,
yeah.
Or raps or bring us to break. No, I don't want to hear that. We break when we want to, and we're not
when we want to.
Bro,
man, listen, let's try to do our job.
Okay, I got a question because I didn't fill out my ballots. Okay, I didn't fill out who I got winning the MVP. I filled out who I got winning the Defensive Player of the Year, Sixth Man, All NBA. I didn't done all that. It's due today, tonight, to those people out there. I need to know right now. I ain't fronting who I voted for, but I need to know who is your MVP. We gonna stick to that one category. Yeah. I need to know who is your MVP.
I ain't got to contemplate it, Joel Embiid.
Thank you. Why?
I ain't got to compliment. Listen, man.
Tell me why.
Listen, bro, I have the amount of respect that I have for Joel Embiid. I go back to last offseason when Joel Embiid said, don't ask me no more about Ben Simmons. I'm going to handle my business, all right? And it's been a lot that transpired in Philly. And nobody – you know, we were all about Brooklyn and the Lakers before the season started. And we knew Giannis because he had that phenomenal finals run. And we knew Jokic because he was the reigning MVP. Joel Embiid single-handedly got the Philadelphia 76ers in the playoffs. By himself.
In a tougher conference.
In a tougher conference. By himself. Now, I don't know if people care about that. I do. I do. And I know what people are going to say. Jokic ain't have Murray. And look at Giannis and what he's doing with his team. Let me tell you something, bro. The Philadelphia 76ers, I don't know if they would be a 500 team without Joel Embiid.
They won't.
Okay. So here's the thing for me, too. When it comes to MVP, all right, and you and I have had this conversation before, it's not all about the stats. It's not all about what this dude doing in primetime, night in, night basis. We all know that that's very important.
Yeah.
What do you mean to your team, and what does that success look like because you're on that team? I don't think anybody had more of an impact than Joel Embiid because I said this year in and year out, Perk, you could give the MVP to LeBron James every single year.
Yeah.
Okay? Like before this season, obviously. You can give it to him every year because when he departs from those teams, it is cliff diving, bro. Mm. It take him a couple of years to recover.
It do. Okay? All the time.
Joel Embiid is a cornerstone of a franchise. We all know that. But let me ask you this, Perk, and this is why he my MVP. And you're going to love this because you was a big man. When the last time a big man led a team to the playoffs?
Forget leading a team to the playoffs. I mean, Jokic, you could say he done it, right? But I'm talking about forget just leading a team and play to the playoffs. How about leading the league in scoring?
In scoring, yeah.
Bro, he's averaging 30. He's averaging 30, not 30. 30. Yes, he's averaging 30. And here's the thing, bro. Think about it. The last big man to lead the league in scoring was Shaq and win the MVP.
Let me say this. I acknowledge that Jokic, let me rephrase that. I acknowledge that Jokic led his team last year. I acknowledge that. He didn't lead his team under these circumstances. That's my point. He didn't, and I don't want to knock Jokic, great, bro. Like, let's not get it twisted. Oh, yeah. Jokic is great. But under these circumstances, Joel Embiid spent the whole offseason not having another star on his team.
Oh, yeah.
Did not know what was going to happen.
Thank you.
And he just went out and performed. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I had to clarify my statement.
You good. And look, people know us by now. You don't have to do no clarifications.
Oh, no, I just had to let them know because, you know, with the whole Jokic thing.
Yeah, but circumstances matter. Bro, we know, okay? We know. But here's the thing, another thing, right? The last big man to average 30 in the league, the center? No, Shaq didn't even average 30. Not 30.
Who averaged 30? Will?
I'm going to tell you who averaged 30. Moses Malone. God rest his soul. And that's how long it's been, bro. This man is averaging 30. That means every single night, you know for sure, he going out there and damn near handling you 35 or 40 points a night, dog. And all of it matters.
And because he's from everywhere.
Yes, because even when they acquired James Harden, guess what? Guess what, Swag? He still had to show up because James Harden has not shown up yet like he's supposed to. So he still have to go out there and give you 47 and 13.
Dude, I don't know how, like I always know, okay? There's an argument for every guy we got in these top MVPs. Everybody can formulate an argument. Bottom line is, bro, without Joel Embiid, the 76ers ain't getting there, period. No. Now, you could say that about Jokic, and you could say that about Giannis, but I feel way more comfortable about their teams than I feel about what the Philadelphia 76ers would be without Joel Embiid.
Hey, okay, cool. Since we own Embiid, I know why I stand at this, and I got to ask you this question. The Sixers are playing the Toronto Raptors in the first.
They're going to beat the Raptors and lose in the next round.
Oh.
Yep. I hate to say it, but I think they're going to beat the Raptors. Who would they have? Would they have Miami?
They got Miami. See, yeah, I that's up for grabs. I got to see them play because let me tell you what.
I got you.
Just how much James Harden has been a disappointment. We could say the same about Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler, yeah.
Yeah, so I got to see how things go look in the first round, but I'm with you because all these people around here keep talking about, and I get it. Look, Toronto has surprised a lot of people. I didn't expect them to be in the playoffs, but they are. Shout out to Nick Nurse. Shout out to Van Vliet. Shout out to Pascal Siakam. Shout out to all of them for holding it down. Hell, shout out to Masai Ujiri for putting this team together. Okay, cool. But they're not beating the 76ers, dog.
I don't believe so either, bro.
You can't match that.
And you know what these – when you get to this point, it's players over plays, cuz. Players over plays at this point.
Hey, you know how you put that cuz on there? I know you pissed off. You been there. And you did it so naturally. You were so mad. You wasn't even – it's me and you right now. You wasn't even talking to me.
Hell no. I'm talking to everybody that need to know it, that deny it. I'm talking to y'all.
Hey, you said that in the fight, go with it. This is what I got to ask you, though. Swag.
Oh, you rubbing your head. What's going on? You really didn't got to rub.
Talking about fighting. You know I got to be missing. I wanted to jump in there. I wanted to throw a chair. Wanted to hit somebody over the head with a bottle. But, you know, I wake up and the first thing I may jump on my cell phone is Twitter. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to check my messages and I need to see what's going on in the world. If you want to find out what's going on in the world, just go on Twitter. It'll tell you everything and more. So I get on there. One, I see, you know, a good brother Haskins, you know, passed away, man.
Yep. Rest in peace. God rest his soul for sure.
Yep. Praying for his family, you know, hope that the man, you know, that he able to live beyond, you know, up in the heavens. And man, we just want to appreciate him. We ain't trying to go there. But I get there and I see people on there, and this is what bothered me. People are on there making a fuss about a damn tweet and the way it was delivered. And I saw you in there fighting, and I saw what you were saying, and I want to get your thoughts on it, and I want you to dive into it. But here's my thing, bro. And one thing about us, we keep it 100. I'd be like, Swag, you was in the wrong, or Perk, you was in the wrong.
100%.
I can't tell you that because nothing you did was wrong. All you was trying to say is, yes, our colleague shouldn't have put it out there like that, okay? He did. He made a mistake. He took it down. He apologized to the parents. All he's – okay, cool, but the news is out. Can we sit up here and have a moment not to recognize a lock-in? This is how small-minded people are. We rather lock in and dive on why the tweet was delivered and should he do this and this should happen. Why? Why? And you know the crazy part about it, Swag? Let me tell you about this, Swag. The sad part about it is they want you, Swag, to fight the fight they how they would want it to be fought. Like, why? Why you got to fight it like them? Long as you fighting it, why do you have to fight it like them? And it's crazy to me because I'm sitting up here saying to myself, Swaggoo just said he talked to Ellen. Swaggoo just said this is how their phone conversation went. Why? Why is it so important for you to put him on blast on social media? How is that helping the problem?
Because like I tell you all the time, it's a fake world out there on social media where people want to be enraged. They want to fight. They want if something happens and it's against what they feel or they believe, they just want to go off, right? And Perk, you and I have talked about this. Our cousins and kin folks know this. When I got a problem with a man and I got his number, I'm calling his phone. I ain't going on Twitter. I ain't going on Instagram. I had Adam Schefter number. Mm. And I called him and I said, Schefter, that need to come down. It's disrespectful. Period. Right? Because I got a relationship with Schefter. And I'm not going to disclose everything that we talked about, but I can stay Schefter. Schefter felt terrible. He was remorseful. But see, this is what pissed me off. And I'm glad you said it, bro. And I'm glad we're going here because we go here on this podcast.
Yeah.
Every time, bro. And I gotta go here. We finna ruffle some god doggone feathers.
So what?
Everything ain't about black people and white people. Everything ain't about them. Everything don't have no connotation of race. If you legitimately try to get an understanding, all right? So this is what happens to us, Perk. This is what happens to us. So I fire off the tweet. I said, look, man, a man made a mistake. I said he ain't perfect, okay? That went crazy. Everybody went crazy. Oh, look at Spears tap dancing for the white man. He got to be a company guy. ESPN, he got to take it. Man, let me tell y'all something. We keep trying to tell y'all. Like, I'm straight if I don't work for ESPN. I'm good. I played 9 years in the NFL, took care of my money, and invested very well. I say what I want to say, okay? Right. The public ain't going to dictate what I'm saying.
Right.
Adam Schefter ain't going to dictate what I'm saying. Stephen A. Smith, Jimmy Pitaro, the president of ESPN, Dave Roberts, nobody. I speak freely, okay? But I speak with some god doggone sense, bro.
Yeah.
Okay?
Just sense.
When the tweet came out, and I saw the tweet, I got angry. I was pissed off that the tweet had that Schefter had struggling to catch on with Washington. I thought it was irrelevant to the point. Mm. So I didn't go over I didn't quote tweet Schefter. I quote tweet people when I don't have their damn number. So they know what I got to say.
Right.
I got Adam Schefter number in my phone. Okay. Look, Perk, because we get going. This was, y'all can't see that. I talked to Schefter on Saturday. I talked to Schefter today and we had a conversation. And he, bro, and this is why I said everything ain't black and white.
Yeah.
Because Schefter said, legitimately didn't understand why people were so angry. Mm. And I had to explain to him. I said, Schefter, a lot of times as black athletes and black people, we get dehumanized when something happens to us and it becomes just about who we were for the public.
Right.
And
right.
The reason why you getting this type of venom is because you brought up something that was irrelevant to this man's death. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I'm not telling people to agree with it because I didn't. And see, that's what people miss. That's what our people miss when I was going back and forth on Twitter. Y'all, they really thought I was okay with the tweet.
Right. Like, what you mean?
I'm literally screaming, I have called this man because I have a problem with the tweet. I called him. And let me let everybody know this. Because Schefter is my guy. Schefter messed up just like all of us. But I will tell people this. When I got on the phone with Schefter, it wasn't no, Schefter, can you take the tweet down? Can you remove the tweet? Because that's going to hurt my feeling. Schefter, the tweet need to come down, bro. It's a bad, that's bad. And now, because I know you, let me explain to you why you getting what you getting and why I'm calling you to tell you. I want everybody to pay attention to something. I want everybody to go back through their Shefty history of tweets. How many have he deleted?
Not many.
How many tweets have Adam Schefter deleted when he put them out?
Not many. If
so let me dive. Let me go a little deeper. It's because as a friend, I called him and told him why that was disrespectful. And you know, Schefter being the guy that he is, was like, yo, I did not look at it that way. People got to understand, when it comes to Woj and Schefter, these dudes sometimes are like robots. They don't catch insensitivity in every tweet. They don't. I'm not telling people don't be mad at it. You got a right to be mad. I was mad about the tweet. But see, so that's not an excuse. That's just the reality of what Woj and Schefter are. They firing off a million tweets a year, okay?
Bro, real quick. They barely sleep.
They barely.
But people need to realize this. I'm serious about this. Like, bro, they barely sleep. They may get 3 or 4 hours of sleep every 24 hours because they have. Go ahead.
I got details about the tweet and the text exchanges that transpired that I ain't going to share because I don't give a damn about the public being mad at me. I know what transpired. I don't care. Let me tell everybody on Twitter that was mad at me. I do not care. Okay. So let me get to this last point on this particular situation. I'm going to be through with it. All right. Because what I felt bad about through all of that conversation is that it got lost. We lost Dwayne Haskins. Yeah. A 24-year-old dude, and Perk, I hate saying this because, you know, we got this term called clout chasing in our community. Now, I checked on Dwayne Haskins every once in a while, right? Like, I would hit him in the DM. I would text him, "How you doing, man? You good?" I checked on him because I know what he went through in Washington.
Yeah,
I know that was a terrible situation, and I wanted the young man to keep his head right. And then when he got with Mike Tomlin, I said, bro, you're in a great situation with a coach that's going to understand you. Go there and do your work. And that's what he was in Florida doing. Unfortunately, it was a bad situation, accident, and he lost his life. That got lost. That's what I felt bad about. Throughout all of this conversation about the Schefter tweet and you tap dancing for the white man and all, what got lost is there's a family mourning a 24-year-old man that was on his way to having a successful NFL career. There's a wife mourning a 24-year-old husband that was just beginning to start their life. That is where I want to apologize, because that got lost in all of that BS that was going on. But let me tell y'all something, man. I got a ton of respect for our cousins and kin folks. I got a ton of respect for fans. They watch, they tune in, whether they hate on us or whether they love us, Perk. I ain't changing for y'all.
Yeah,
I ain't. So it is what it is when it comes to that point. But ultimately, bro, that whole situation, sometimes it just showed how the public is so ready to destroy people. Like, man, they just be so ready.
Bro, it's so crazy, because it's like, it's almost like, give me some ammunition so I could just fire off, right? Yeah, and it's like this. Okay, I'm not tripping on how you may be fighting your fight. And especially like even our good brother, Dez Bryant, that's my dog. Okay, hey, look, bro, if you want to fight it this way, I'm okay with it. Yeah. I actually reply and say, hey, man, 100, keeping it real, you know, do your thing. But you can't get mad at me because I'm going to fight it the way I want to fight. And if I don't want to take it there, I don't have to take it there. Long as I'm fighting the same fight you fighting, we should be all good. And that's what everything in the world, bro. It's not just your tweet swag. It's everything.
Like we tell our cousins and kin folks, man. Like we tell them all the time, bro. Man, if you got somebody's number, pick up the phone when you got a problem with them.
Yeah.
Why? There is this mad dash now for people to go to Instagram or Twitter and kill people that they know. Pick up the phone. You could still have the same problem everybody in the public has. But Perk, if you do something out of order or out of line, right? And I've been on this podcast, this is our 21st or 22nd episode. And I love you. You know that. And I've been talking about you, my brother, and Perk, my guy, and all of that. And you make a mistake in public, and then I go kill you in public, and I got your phone number.
It's a difference because you know what people say? Well, y'all got a lot of people numbers and y'all talk about, no, we're analyzing the person and what they do. That's our job to talk about the sport that they play. It's not something that they're going through personal. If it's one of my brothers and it's something that they're being attacked in on the personal side, then I'm going to hit them up. But here's the thing, dog. It's crazy, man, because I'm sitting up here and I'm watching you and I want to get in there so bad, but I'm at the gym and I'm saying to myself, I'm like, what people not realizing? I'm watching you tell people several times, quote tweeting them, hey, man, I called the man. I called him and told him. I got confirmation he didn't already reached out to the family of Dwayne Haskins. Like, what else do y'all want?
I've known that since the tweet went out.
But out of
respect for Shefty, I wasn't about to be going into all of that. What he did to try to rectify the situation.
I gotta ask you this. Okay. If you do lash out and say something publicly about Shefty, what does that do?
Nothing.
And what does it solve?
It makes me fake. Because I know Shefty. It makes me fake. Uh-huh. It makes me a fake person to have your phone number in my phone, and I got a problem with something you said, for me to go through the public and say something to you instead of picking up the damn phone and dialing your number and saying, hey, man, I got a problem with what you just did.
It makes you what?
It makes me, I forgot what I said. I was
it,
so
it makes you, it makes you fake.
It makes me fake.
And that goes,
I'm sorry. Yes.
That goes the title of our show today, fake. I'm not saying that we ending it, but that's the title because you know why it touched about everything? Fake, right? We could talk about the Lakers and how fake they are right now, especially the way that they treated Jerry West and Frank Vogel. Like, it's right here on the wall. Y'all fake, right? We could talk about how the Shefty situation was addressed, how they wanted you to address it, and they wanted you to be fake. No, you don't have to be fake, man. You being who you are.
Bro, listen, Perk. I swear, man, and I thank my mama, and even in the latter part of my life, my wife, bro. And no, I got a responsibility to be true, like to what I know. That don't mean I'm right all the time. That don't mean I'm oblivious to criticism. That don't mean I'm gonna do something wrong. But at the bottom line, bro, is when I have a person's number.
Yeah.
And I have a relationship with them, and they do a public thing that I don't agree with, I'm going to call them. I'm not going to go on Instagram and make a post about it. I ain't going to quote tweet them. Now, if I don't know you, then I might say something publicly because that's the only way I can get to you. But ultimately, bro, that situation yesterday or Saturday just showed me how many people want people to fail, bro. Like, and it's disheartening in a way. And look, you can hate Adam Schefter. You can hate me. You can hate Big Perk. Man, I don't want to see nobody fail, bro. I don't want to see nobody fail. Now, you got people in the world that continuously do terrible things.
Yeah.
And I will speak on that, okay? But ultimately, when I know that a person legitimately made a mistake and I can get in contact with them, Perk, this was my thing, too. Why they think I was pissed off?
Right.
I was mad.
What you was just mad to be mad?
I was just mad. I called the man and was like, you need to take the tweet down.
Bruh.
Because I was mad.
Bruh.
Period.
With the bruh at the end. And you, like, when you call somebody and say, bruh, that means you got a problem and you're pissed off.
And I addressed it. But what got caught, what I learned, and I've kind of known this about Twitter, and what I've learned throughout, man, people, people want blood, bro. And I'm and I saw it. I'm like, I understand your anger towards the tweet. Bro, how many times I got to tell y'all I done called this man and addressed it?
Right. No, they want to slice you up.
Hey, bro, listen, I ain't about that culture. I ain't about that. I come from old school where you got to look a man in the eye when you got a problem with him. If you can get to him, you got to pick up the phone and call him. That's how I was taught. Right. I wasn't taught to fight battles with dudes that I know or have a back and forth with dudes that I know that I can get in contact with through some kind of damn app, bro. And you know what I say all the time, man. Them apps ain't real life anyway.
Yeah, they ain't. But nah, you know what is real life? Swagoo and Perk, damn it. Hey, look, good to see you. Slim, medium, swag. Hey, you know we in the building. I'm gonna tell you something, right? So they like, hey Perk, I'm doing a Boston Network before we go, right? I'm doing a Boston Network one night, and they're like, hey, we need you to slide over a little bit. And I said, for what? I slide the picture over. I said, for what? I said, listen, man, it ain't no real slidiness, moving it around. Like, right. what you trying to accomplish? You know what I mean? They're like, oh, well, we just need you to, you know, hide the top part, right? They're talking about this part. So I'm like, look, I really don't be wanting to mess up my picture. So I'm going to just take it down and place it lightly, all right? But like all that sliding back and forth, you see how I'm centered right between them two handsome right there. It's for a reason. I'm centered right here.
Listen, man. I don't even know if you could flip this camera. but it's right. You see it every day when I'm on TV. I got that swagger in purple.
I really know.
Front and center, big homie. Hey man, you know what it is, bro. It's always love. And look, I'm so glad you ain't coming to bar with me during that fight, because I had locked the damn doors and I was ready to do it with anybody.
Straight up. I wanted to, dog. I was at the gym, but if I was at home, I would have definitely.
I already know.
Yeah, it was dumb.
What they don't know is you text me and was like, hey, man, what's going on? I said, nah, I got it. Cousins and kin folks, this has been episode 22 of Swaggoo and Perk. We love y'all. We missed y'all. We glad y'all back. Peace and love.